Refugees from the Central African Republic are coming in poor state for some of them. We've had cases of malnutrition. We have separated children. Most of the families were left in a hurry, so they were not able to take their personal belongings with them, which means that they depend on humanitarian assistance. They're in areas where some host families have accommodated them despite the fact that they themselves live in extreme poverty, but most of them right now are staying out in the open.
Looking at some of the figures that you all have here shows that 37,000 CAR refugees are in the region of the DRC, Chad, and Cameroon. Is this an alarming figure at this time?
Well, if we consider the short period in time that they arrived, and these are only those that we have been able to reach somehow or for whom we have information, because CAR shares 600 borderline with the Democratic Republic of Congo and is mostly remote areas. There are many, many entry points, so we may not even know of all of them. For example, right now we're being told about 40,000 people who are in DRC, so we need to verify them. The number is alarming in the sense that also they are in very, very remote places. They're very hard to reach, so we help when we can, how we can, but we would need to bring them together in one location so that we can better help them. It's very difficult in a part of DRC where they are to move around by car, so we definitely think that it's not so much a number, but the conditions that they are in.
What is the health condition of the refugees at this time? Are there any major concerns going on now?
There are very few services available in the areas they're in. For example, basic health services are either non-existent, or if there is even a health center, they may be short of medicine or qualified staff. Unfortunately, for example, with the death of a baby girl who was only 20 months old from internal bleeding in a hospital, we've heard of other death cases, people who are wounded or suffer from acute malnutrition. People are coming based on the information we have from local authorities who are the first ones to see the arrivals. For example, right now there are over 4,000 people that we've been told about that we need to verify. The situation remains volatile in the Central African Republic. There's a lot of uncertainty, even if inside the capital, Bangui, where many of them fled from, security is little by little restored. People are starting to go about their businesses. But the situation is just uncertain. And so refugees in the neighboring countries feel that they would like to stay longer in exile until that they can go back safely at home.
Looking at the situation in Mali, your report says here that 5,592 Malian refugees have crossed the border into Niger. This was just last week. What is the condition of these refugees?
These refugees are also living in very precarious conditions. They're in arid areas. There is no potable water available. There are no health facilities. So we are planning to relocate them where we can reach them, where there is water. We have started assisting them, but it's just very difficult to do so where they are right now.
Are there any health concerns with the Mali refugees?
There are, because we have some cases of malnutrition. For example, inside Mali, the services are disrupted. There is still violence. Those are some of the issues they face with the fact that there is no water in the areas they are in. We will have more health issues if we don't move them very quickly to areas where we can assist.
You mentioned the big concern of there not being enough water. I understand there is a pool from which the water is being drawn from. What is the concern with this?
Concern with the water is that it contains clay and it's not drinkable, which means that those who drink it could face health problems. And that's what we're trying to avoid by relocating them to other places where not only we can access them, but also there is a functioning well.